Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It is the nation's first execution using nitrogen hypoxia. Alabama carried it out last night. Kenneth Eugene Smith was on Alabama's death row for the murder of a woman back in 1988. Alabama tried and failed to execute Smith by lethal injection back in 2022. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says it's time to bring big pharma CEOs forward for a public hearing. Sanders wants the CEOs of Johnson & Johnson and Merck to come before for lawmakers and answer questions.
One out of four Americans cannot afford the prescription drugs their doctors prescribe. And think about how crazy that is. Sick, go to the doctor, writes out a prescription, you can't afford it. That's crazy.
Texas is doubling down on the border as it grapples with the White House and the courts over who holds sway. Republican Governor Greg Abbott ordering the Texas National Guard to erect even more razor wire at crossing points near Eagle Pass. This after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Texas had overstepped its authority in doing so, allowing federal agents to cut it down. The governor of Louisiana says,
we stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry, in a video posted to X, said that his state supports legal immigration. Government data shows the U.S. economy grew more rapidly than expected in the last quarter of 2023. GDP, or gross domestic product, went up 3.3% year over year. Wall Street analysts had expected it would be 2%. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen argued Thursday, saying the economy is back on the right track. She says middle class workers are leading the way.
The stronger middle class everywhere in the United States is key to building a more robust and resilient economy overall.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
State lawmakers in Hawaii now considering legislation that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from that state's primary ballot. It would bar former President Donald Trump, similar to Maine's Secretary of State's decision and a ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court earlier on. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on with Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom Thursday to testify in his defense. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages from Trump since he's already been found liable for sexual assault against her before. COVID concerns with the jury and with Trump's legal team had delayed the trial a few days this week. One Middle East country is taking the rare step in Islam of opening a liquor store.
Saudi Arabia has opened up a liquor store in its capital. The store is the first of its kind in the kingdom in over 70 years. Drinking alcohol is forbidden in Islam and Saudi Arabia. According to a diplomat, only non-Muslim diplomats are allowed to purchase goods in the store.
USA's Corey Myers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello and welcome. I'm Bill Martinez, and we are live. We're going to talk election fraud. It will not go away. Like any lie that hangs out there. I mean, you know it with your kids. When your kids lie to you, you can't sleep at night. It's there until you finally have that moment where they fess up. Unfortunately, our government has been used to deflecting and continuing to lie, as Dinesh D'Souza told me a couple of years back after his experience in jail. He said the one thing about the cons, his big takeaway was they always hold to the con. They stick to the con no matter what. And this is what our government is doing. So that tells you that they are acting like convicts because they're doing what convicts do. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they destroy, they even kill. It is that diabolical. But, you know, what you're going to find out is the election process and the voter fraud that took place is a mere manifestation. I think it's the tip of the iceberg of the corruption and the level of problem that we have in our government today. Just even on the election issue, you've got almost two thirds of the country still saying something is fishy. They just do not believe the results of the 2020 election. And meanwhile, you'll have, you know, talking heads, people that maybe you've heretofore respected say, well, there's no proof. Well, you know, but there's a lot of smoke here and there's a lot of things to consider. But because you don't have the courage or the intestinal fortitude to pursue the truth, okay, that doesn't mean that the truth doesn't exist. The fact of the matter that people have so many questions and there's still no answers, and then we find out whenever the truth is pursued by the bureaucracy, they skirt around the truth and they want you to believe something else. It's kind of like listening to a Senate or a congressional hearing when you hear these people who are being investigated or they got to, you know, be held to account by our elected officials how they skirt the issues. This is the pattern that we deal with today. Well, so much has been happening in our government. Joe Fried is back with us. Joe is the certified public accountant who wrote the book Debunked. He also has a new book called How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 ways. And these are things that the people who steal and the people in our government, there have been research, there have been studies on this. So some of this isn't like it's new news. It's been there. This is how they do things. But Joe, because of his tenacity and his intestinal fortitude, is bringing forth the truth. But we have other things to talk about, and we want to open up with that. First of all, Joe Fried, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, as I was mentioning, so much, I mean, we talk about voter fraud, but there's so many other things going on. And I think also Donald Trump's case is part of that iceberg that's hanging out there. And it demonstrates how diabolical our bureaucracy and our government has become. For example, you've got this SCOTUS case that, you know, finally the Supreme Court has decided to take up the issue of president immunity, right?
That's right. And if you think about it, I think Trump's got a strong case.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to the Supreme Court, there's no way they're going to say a president can do anything he wants, because what if he murdered somebody one night, or he he was passing out drugs one night? I don't think that's going to happen, but what if he did that? You can't make that rule. But on the other hand, I think they're going to, I'm just guessing, I'm not a lawyer, I'm guessing that they might come down with this dual purpose ruling. They're saying, look, when he was talking at the Ellipse, on the one hand, yes, he was campaigning, but on the other hand, he was also president talking about problems in our election.
Exactly.
And you know, this, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, all sorts of candidates and politicians say important things, but they also are looking in the back at how it affects them politically.
Right.
It's always a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So I can't see if the Supreme Court, they're either going to do that or they're going to say, we have to wait a while until the trial court does something and then we'll rule. I think they're either going to delay or they're going to rule in Trump's favor. That's just a layman's guess.
Well, hopefully they do rule, because in a sense, what would they ignite? They've already, the Democrats have already ignited a nuclear bomb here, because this means, just like impeachment, which now we've entered into an approved impeachment inquiry of the Bidens, this is all begat as a result of two impeachments of Donald Trump. Once you open up that door, it's hard to put everything back in the closet, as Fibber McGee found out, right?
Yeah. And as I was saying to you earlier, Bill, I'm more excited almost by that other case that just sort of surprised a lot of people. The Supreme Court picked up a case, and I know you're completely aware of it,
right?
Of these guys who have been charged with obstructing an official proceeding.
These are the J6. These are the J6 patriots that are still in jail. Some have been held. In this case, Jake Lang is one of the principals. He's been in jail for over 300 days, Joe.
Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And here's what they're charging him with. This Jack Smith, the prosecutor, is so outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
He took something that was created for the Enron scandal. Just to remind your audience, Arthur Andersen, a giant accounting firm, knew that there were problems, and before they were subpoenaed, they said, well, we better, our normal policy is, I think it was 5 years, we keep documents for 5 years and we shred them.
Right.
And we haven't been doing that. So they instructed their workers, start adhering to our shredding policy. Okay. They paid a price for that, because that was considered to be in contemplation of a subpoena. Now, by the way, just to contrast that, Hillary Clinton.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm just saying, yeah, by contrast, exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
She did it 4 days after a subpoena, so there was no contemplation there, and she got away with murder. She didn't go to jail or anything.
Right. Exactly.
But anyway, what Jack Smith did is he stretched that to say, it's not just shredding documents anymore. It's anything you do that can hinder an official proceeding. Well, I'm trying to think, how many times have we all seen Code Pink, those women who wear pink, and they park their butts on the ground in the middle of an assembly room,
right,
so that nobody can transact business until they're heard. Are they serving 20-year sentences? That's what that's what he's looking for, 20-year sentences. The man's crazy.
Right.
I have to agree with Trump. He's deranged. It's just insane.
But he's deranged, and he's got compatriots with him. The judicial branch, these judges that are going along, and they are they're issuing these decrees, and 22 years in jail, for various patriots for doing what our Constitution allows them to do.
Yeah.
And that is to, to redress their issues with the government. And the government says, oh, no, you can't redress. We're going to throw you in jail.
I think the Supreme Court, the conservatives at least, are going to say, wait a minute now. If you start opening up this can of worms, what's going to happen is every time somebody wants to protest something, they're going to have to worry in the back of their head, well, I want to protest, but I might impede these senators or these congressmen from doing their job. Oh, by the way, what Bill, what about that guy who pulled the fire alarm?
Exactly.
Is he being charged? Is he going to prison for 20 years? It's
of
crazy.
Of course not.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
See, this is the deal. I mean, this two-tiered justice system that we're living under right now has got to stop. Yeah. And hopefully SCOTUS can step up and save the country, Joe, because, like you say, this is just the tip of the iceberg. What they've done, in terms of president immunity, what they're doing to Donald Trump right now, a leading candidate for president. And, clearly, I mean, you talk about election interference. I mean, the Democrats have not stopped interfering with the election process. Right. You know, going back to this narrative about Hunter Biden's laptop.
You know, Bill, that reminds me. I take issue with one of the things you said in your intro. You said that, you know, it's hard to prove these things. As far as I'm concerned, maybe I'm off to an extreme. But when that it came out that the FBI consciously suppressed the story of the laptop, to me it was time for a new election.
Exactly.
Because when your government agencies, powerful agencies, sit on something for 11 months and deliberately wait until it, because they knew damn well what that would do, I think that's enough. We already have the proof.
No, Joe, I would agree with you on that stance. The problem we're having is getting any kind of support from the FBI, because they're all complicit in this, because the cabal ran so deep, because it was not only 51, you know, security officials signing a letter declaring that if this was Russian disinformation, so you got them involved. You also know the FBI, to your point, a year at least prior to, had already checked out the laptop, and they knew that it was legitimate. Yeah. And on top of that, they took it further. You talk about conspiracy. Then they go to the heads of these social media entities and say, hey, heads up, there's going to be some Russian disinformation, wink, wink, coming down the line here, and you need to be prepared. And, you know, they could say in a very casual sort of way, Joe, the way these people will do this, or at least the way they'll admit it in court, is we never told them exactly what to do. We didn't tell them. We just said, hey, be prepared. But you've got the government in your office telling you this has happened. There is an implied directive with their presence and them showing up at your offices, I would think.
And, Bill, I'd like to, Bill, I hope the House Republicans get some of those 51 people up on the stand.
Yes.
Because, you know, they rushed that letter out just in time for Joe Biden's last debate so that he would have something to say, because he knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And that way, remember how emphatic he was, and he was indignant that Trump would bring up this charge against his son that was fabricated. It was Russian disinformation. They did that for him. That's why I say, really, you need a new election right at that point.
Exactly.
Everything else, I mean, and there's a lot more, but that was enough to say we need a new election, because they interfered. It wasn't just the media. If it were just the media, I'd say that's not the same. Mm-hmm. But when you have agencies of the government taking a hand in a material hand, that's big.
Yeah, and the other, you know, kind of get out of jail card for these guys is what they always say is that, well, we looked at it. It wouldn't make a big difference. It's not going to change the results of the election, right? Yeah. Well, you know, the research said that if the people knew about Hunter Biden's laptop, 15% of the people said they would not have voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's big.
This is a huge number. So for them to say, oh, it wouldn't make any difference, I think it takes that calculus off the table, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And the 15% Biden supporters, of course, the Republicans would have been even more motivated to run to the polls. So it would have been at least the 15%. Now, all right, maybe some of those people are just talking that way, but you didn't need 15%. If it was 3%, if it was 2%, that would have changed the election. So, for sure, I think we really, at that point, needed a new election, but there were no Republicans in the government that had power to push for that.
Well, I think that they tried to. Unfortunately, the timing, the way January 6th unfolded, the way it was orchestrated. I just saw another interview with Stephen Sun, who was he was the head of the Capitol Police, right?
Yeah.
And he's explaining what went on. My good, you talk about interference.
Yeah.
And you talk about a setup. And Sun is there, and he can't quite say that it was a setup, and he's got to be careful about how he frames this. But any reasonable individual would draw from this that Nancy Pelosi was up to her earlobes, that she orchestrated this whole situation. She purposely delayed support and put the Capitol Police in danger.
Yeah. And he, if I recall, she fired him the very next day. So he didn't get to talk for a couple of years.
Yes.
They weren't taking any chances.
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, in terms of firing him, you know, that whole situation. But yet the number two, Anna Donda, I can't remember exactly her name right now. We interviewed one of the Capitol Police that was he was in charge of the grounds at the time. T.K. Johnson, I believe, is his name. Great guy. And he tells how many times that he tried to get in touch with, you know, with her, and she refused. I mean, would not give him an answer and how he could protect his people. He got pushed out. Because he knew too much as well. But meanwhile, interestingly enough, she doesn't get fired. They elevated her. Nancy Pelosi made her the acting Capitol Police chief after Sun left, and the troops just revolted, said no, we don't want her, and so they ended up moving her out off the Capitol grounds and gave her a promotion to be in charge of the police at Berkeley, for a lot more pay, and just right across the way from Nancy Pelosi's district. So what does that tell you?
Well, one thing it tells me is things are crumbling for the Democrats right now, and they must really regret. They would have had the House and the Senate, but they miscalculated. They didn't have their ballot harvesters in New York. They didn't think they needed to be in New York.
Right.
I think that's where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. And so now, thank God we have, the Republicans have, and I don't know even if you're a Republican, but thank God Republicans have the House, because that's what's unraveling things. And one more thing on these, on what we were talking about with Sund.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed lately when they put out the video, all that video, they've already caught a couple of those indignant policemen. One is named Dunn, mm-hmm. and they're caught in lies. They were saying things that the video shows were impossible because they weren't at the spot they claimed to be at.
Right.
So there's a lot more that's going to keep happening. I think this is going to be a painful year for the Democrats. As things start to unravel.
Well, and it should be, if we have any hope of getting control of our government again.
Yeah.
This is, you know, so symbolic and emblematic of the severe problem and the disease that exists in our government, that you would have one person like Nancy Pelosi endangering Congress for the sake of, you know, Democratic posturing and I say Democratic, not Democratic as a government, but the Democratic Party as for posturing and for an advantage over the Republicans. There is no doubt this was fixed. This is what's clearly coming out.
The word that was used was optics. They were told the optics aren't good. We can't have the National Guard because the optics don't look good. And for the sake of optics, those are why people were hurt, to the extent they were hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only one killed, of course, was a MAGA supporter. So
yeah. Well, Ashley Babbitt, I mean, here she is. And you've got, and of course, that police officer whose name was withheld for a while, of course, everybody knows now. But for him to fire around into a group of people, that is so irresponsible. But they elevated him to hero status. For killing an unarmed patriot.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second.
2nd, we will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard persists in adding more razor wire along the border near Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas, stepping up and defending our state from invasion.
Louisiana's governor offering his support as well. In a video posted to X, Governor Jeff Landry.
We support legal, not illegal, immigration.
Texas and the White House have been at odds over who holds sway on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserts that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders. Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom Thursday to testify in his defense. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
This is the deal, like any infection, Joe, we got to lance it.
Yeah.
We got to open the wound all the way up. We got to clean it up. We've got to put antiseptic antibiotics over all this these wounds to where we can really address this. But when you have one party, you talk about obstruction and conspiracy. This is being led by the Democratic Party, this obstruction and conspiracy to promote evil and to destroy our way of life. And and they have been very successful up to this point.
Yeah.
Now, our hope and belief is always that in the end, the truth will win. By God's grace and mercy, Joe, maybe we have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe we have that opportunity where, you know, truth can come out finally, and we're able to pull, not only because I believe that all these threads kind of intersect, whether we're talking January 6th, whether we're talking about all these other things that are going on, the election fraud that's happened, you know, somebody, there's got to be some central entity that's controlling this, or, you know, like you and I talked about, how do you get, what, 6-7 swing states to shut down all at the same time? For 3 hours,
yeah.
Stop the count in order to manufacture a result that's satisfactory for them. How does one that is a coordinated and orchestrated event?
Yeah.
That wasn't just coincidental that you had. I mean, if you had one or two, you might say, okay, you know, a little bit of that. But you got what, 5, 6, 7 all shutting down at the same time?
Well, Bill, the encouraging thing is that we were talking about that Heartland Institute survey. It shows people do get it. They
exactly.
really get it. And
right.
That's a great encouragement to me and to a lot of people.
Well, see, again, this is goes to our point, Joe. The truth is coming out, and Joe's referring to this new report that came out, I believe it was just yesterday, from Heartland Institute in Rasmussen.
Yeah,
and it's 17% of mail-in voters admit. Look at this, listen to this number. 17% admit that in 2020 they voted in a state where they are no longer a permanent resident.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, 21% of mail-in voters admitted that they filled out a ballot for a friend or family member.
Wow.
Okay, against the law. 17% of mail-in voters said they signed a ballot for a friend or family member with or without his permission.
Without.
Also illegal. 8% of likely voters say they were offered pay or a reward for voting in 2020.
Yeah.
Also illegal.
There's so much, Bill, and I think that 8% might be the one that concerns me the most. I wish they broke that down to see how much came from some of these nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. That would support what True the Vote was saying about harvesting. Mm-hmm. They were saying people were getting paid $10 a ballot, sometimes much more than $10 mm-hmm. a ballot. I would love to, because 8% is a whopping big number in an election decided by 1% or less.
Right.
So that's a huge number, and I hope they follow up with some more questions like this. This was a very respectable survey, by the way. I said to, you know, I told you I'm doing some work on the January 6th case and the election stuff. And I said to people when we heard this yesterday, I said, well, let me check out this stuff because I want to make sure this is a legit survey. It is legit. They did a good job. They got the, they used Rasmussen to do the survey. I have a lot of respect for them. They have a good margin of error in the confidence rate are acceptable. It's over 1,000 people, 1,085 people surveyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is a significant. And the questions are right out there, so you can see how they worded
right.
it. Some of these surveys don't tell you how they word the questions. This one mm-hmm. is telling you this is what we asked them.
Exactly. And, yeah. and you're talking, what, a plus or minus error factor of about 3% out of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 3%, mm-hmm. 95%. So what that means is they're saying we are 95% certain that the error rate will fall somewhere between 3 and, minus or 3 plus.
Exactly.
And that's a very respectable percentage.
Yeah, by today's standards, without a doubt. The bottom line in summary of this from Rasmussen was taken together. The results of these survey questions, Joe, appear to show that voter fraud was widespread.
Yeah.
Voter fraud was widespread in the 2020 election, especially among those who cast in mail-in ballots. And you and I have talked about this before. The history is clear. We've had studies on this previously that mail-in ballots was an invitation for voter fraud.
Yep. Trump said it first, and he was – well, actually, Jimmy Carter said it
Jimmy
first.
Carter, exactly.
Uh-huh. And then Trump brought it up. And, of course, when Trump said it, then everybody was dismissive because it's Donald Trump, you know, and that's what they do.
So here it is. Donald Trump's the bad guy. He warns you this is going to happen. And in the words of Barack Obama, elections have consequences. Well, how do you like what you elected now?
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump, he's been right about so many things. It's ridiculous now. He was right about the border. He was right about Ukraine. When he was impeached for that, he was trying to warn America. We got a corrupt relationship going between a family member of Biden and the vice president at the time when it happened. Right. And this should be investigated. All he was asking for is check it out. He said, and
exactly.
He didn't say, talk to me. He said, just call our FBI and tell them what you know, if you know anything.
Mm-hmm. Our FBI should have known. And they did know. They had to know, Joe, because this stuff had been going on during the Obama years. And my question still remains is that here you've got Joe Biden compromised. You got John Kerry compromised. You've got Joe Biden compromised. And this happens when Barack Obama's president. So you're going to tell me the bigger big guy is not getting his beak wet? But nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're saying now, that he's going to bail out in May. I don't know. I think he's got to bail out. Joe Biden cannot withstand what's about to happen with this impeachment. He's going down. So he's going to bail out. He won't actually leave. He's just going to announce that he's leaving at the end of his term. And then they expect, of course, Pretty Boy from California to come in.
Newsom. Yeah, they're going to be in a mad scramble, because let me tell you, there is a divide there. Whether it's Governor Newsom or, you know, a Hail Mary pass of Michelle Obama.
Or Kamala Harris, because she's a street fighter. And I don't think, even though everybody thinks she's lousy, I don't think she thinks she's lousy. I think she's a street fighter who will say, hey, you can't push me out. I'm in line. So I think there's going to be some real fighting going on.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what she can do. She wasn't very effective during the presidential campaign. As you recall, she lost her own state, did basically about the same level she's done consistently, about 3% when it came to polling. And now we've had, you know, what, over 3 years of experience with her leadership, or lack thereof, and she's unimpressive. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's going to take in the absence of money and candidate, in the absence of a message or a quality candidate, you need a lot of money. And I think you need a lot more money and a lot more cheating if you think that Kamala Harris is going to win the Oval Office.
Well, I don't think she'll succeed. I'm just saying there's going to be some real animosity, and they're going to be having a food fight.
Yeah.
She's not going to go down quietly, in my opinion. She's going to fight.
Like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Not going to go to, you know, no labels. I don't see her jumping ship. But there's all kinds of theories. But you're right. I think that this could, you know, be an interesting time. And for me, I've kind of been waiting for these two parties being broken up because if you remember, it was John Naismith in his book Megatrends probably 25 years ago. Said that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating, that the two-party system was no longer tenable. But it's been able to hang in this long. So I think it's still a matter of time before his prediction is fulfilled. And we might be close to that.
Well, this guy said that there's only two times in the last 110 years, 120 years, that a third party did pretty well. And one, of course, was Ross Perot, 19%. Right. And then he had to go all the way back to the Bull Moose Party with Teddy Roosevelt. We got about 19%. Mm-hmm. He said, and those in both cases, they sank the party they were aligned with because of taking all those votes away. He says that RFK right now has 15% in all the polling. If he runs, and then you've got the Green Party. You still have Jill Stein. She might take 1%. Mm-hmm. You've got, like I say, Manson might jump in there. That's their headache. Headache.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think that, who is it, Cornell, you know, the professor.
Cornell West.
Cornell West. I don't think he's probably much more than maybe a 1% type of guy. But, you know, it all chips away.
Yep.
And in an impeachment inquiry that's going to be underway, And what they've done to Donald Trump, clearly, I mean, the polling numbers are dramatically showing that the people are beginning to see what's happening with our government. And they see that what they're doing to Donald Trump is unjust and unfair. And that strikes such a basic human chord, Joe, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, the thing that gets me, Bill, this guy who is so smart, who's such a good candidate, pundit.
Mm-hmm.
He left one element out that worries me. He said, well, you know, Trump's going to win. He'll get like 1 or 2% more. What about the cheating factor? Do you think the Democrats aren't going to cheat?
Oh, exactly.
Remember Fetterman? He wins. The guy, he wins by 4.5%.
Right.
He was so, and Kerry Lake was up 2.7% the day before. All the way, by the way, for weeks, she was gaining, always ahead, got all the way to 2.7%, and she loses by 2.3%. She lost by 0.7, swing of 3% on the last day.
Right, exactly.
That's the mail-in ballot.
Yeah, exactly. So the Democratic Party is the party of stolen elections. They have developed it into an art form. They're hoping and praying for another COVID-like outbreak to where they can go again. Elias and his 500 Democratic attorneys will storm the state houses of these swing states and get them to violate their own state laws and once again open us up to voter fraud. Because meanwhile, as you and I have discussed before, people like yourself, but still few in number, have done a deeper dive. You look at the numbers. You have seen how voter fraud can take place in your new book, How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 ways. I mean, this is a combination of your study that you've done, but also of what empirically what has happened in the past, how elections have been stolen, right?
Yeah. Well, I probably should say 24 ways now because I keep finding new ways. I want to get into that. But, one of the things, I just published a little article on American Thinker on non-citizen votes. I think it went to American Thinker. I can't remember where I put it. But anyway, I'm going to look at my notes here.
Okay.
Back in 2018, Stacey Abrams said she was going to ride a blue wave, and it was going to be documented people and the undocumented. She was openly saying, I'm going to rely on illegal non-citizens.
Right.
That's what my piece was on. How important is the non-citizen vote? Now, remember, non-citizen is not just the illegals running over the border.
But right.
I know a guy I was talking to not too long ago. We were in a bar, actually, and he said, oh, I'm not a citizen. I said, well, when did you come here? He said, 1954.
Wow.
He said, why didn't you become a citizen? He said, well, I didn't see the reason to it. What would it give me? Just the vote, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of people, he's legal, but he's not a citizen, and he's not allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what percentage that is. Well, anyway, here's an interesting thing here. Everybody says there's no, illegals don't vote and all that. In Texas, a few years ago, about 2 years ago, they started to get serious about it. And the Secretary of State found that there were 95,000 people who were both on the voter rolls and the non-citizen rolls, listings.
Right.
Now, they weren't saying that 95,000 was deadly accurate because they know that some of those people may have naturalized. They may have gone through the ceremony. They came over illegally. They were illegal. But by the time they started voting, they became naturalized citizens.
Right.
58,000 of them were voting. So there's 95,000 registrants that were looked back. Now, of course, the Democrats went absolutely insane over this. They filed multiple lawsuits, and within a very short period of a few weeks, a judge shut the whole thing down. Said, you can't do this. It's intimidating people. Of course, everything's intimidating.
Right, right.
But anyway, they had to revise their system to become almost a joke because the new system said that basically if you find people who appear to be who are non-citizens, you can't do anything with that unless they voluntarily say, I voted as a non-citizen. So in other words, they have to confess to a felony before you can even think about
right.
it.
Like that's going to happen.
But they still got 12,000, almost 12,000 people that way.
Wow.
And it shows you how big this problem is.
Exactly.
And then there's another one, Georgia, which I wasn't aware of, should have been. This is kind of recent. This is not just non-citizens. It's all sorts of problems. In 2001, Georgia passed a law that said that any individual citizen can file a complaint against somebody regarding an election matter if they think they're doing something wrong.
Right.
They got 80,000 complaints, and they already, according to CBS, that wrote a hit piece on it, CBS hated the whole idea.
Right.
But they already got 12,000 were upheld. These were, in other words, bogus voters, and they've already verified that 12,000 were upheld. I mean, that's an election. I mean, that's more than the margin in Georgia that
exactly.
I had.
Exactly.
I don't want to, I'm probably rambling too long, but Nevada, well, you've got at least huge thousands of people. I could give you the number in Wisconsin.
Yeah, go ahead and do the show. This is important. Again, see, we have to balance out the deception with truth. And you've been studying this, and you've got the numbers, because the Democrats insist you have no proof. There's no there. And, you know, but there is. Go ahead.
Right. In Nevada, it's over 5,000 that in the 2020 election. Now, the Secretary of State acknowledged that. But she said, and this is correct, she said, but some of those may have naturalized in those 5 years. That's true. But on the other hand, she only did a 5-year look back. What she did was she went 5 years back into the Department of Motor Vehicles logs.
Yes.
And these are people who, to get a driver's license, they had to show who they were, and so they presented their immigration papers to the Department of Motor Vehicles. So they're voting, but they're immigrants, and they're showing that. Now, so, like I say, some of those, maybe that 5,000 dropped to 3,000. But on the other hand, if you had done a 15-year look back or a 30-year look back, because as I say, there are people who have been here for decades as non-citizens.
Exactly.
How much more would it be? And by the way, nobody was required to present immigration papers. Not everybody verifies their identity by calling up their old immigration papers. So God knows how big it is in Nevada. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, I can't even give you the answer, because you know what Wisconsin did before the election? Even though it's a federal law, you can't have on the voter rolls known non-citizens. If you know this guy's a non-citizen, you take him off the registration so he can't just vote. They ignored that. Everybody was on. No way at this point, no easy way anyway, of figuring out how many non-citizens voted. So we don't know.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, here's a really big number. The public information, what is it? Legal funds. The Public Information Legal Foundation.
Okay.
They call themselves PILF, P-I-L-F. They did a lengthy study that just concluded fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's nationwide, and they found 349,000 dead people on the rolls. Now, I'm not saying they voted. They said thousands of them did vote.
In Illinois, they vote. Right. It's anecdotal. They always say the polls never close until they get the cemetery count.
Well, those must be very healthy people. They are so healthy that even after they die, they can vote.
Well, the other thing that happens too that's miraculous is they will die as a Republican and come back and vote as a Democrat.
I never heard that one, but I believe it. They also found about 43,000 in 1 year. Duplicates where they voted twice.
Joe Freed, can I thank you enough? Look forward to having you back soon and very soon, my friend. You take care.
Thank you, Bill. It's always wonderful with you. Thanks.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.